Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
David, David, D-A-V-I-D, 1968, at
yahoo.com. Now that's for the PayPal. I have our ministry associated as well, and that's primarily for the ministry. So we get our marquee on that. We ask that if you will, that'd be great if you help us support. God bless you. And nonetheless, we're still going to bring the word and move forward with or without that. We thank God for your help, and we just thank God for you being healthy and hearing us on today. God bless you and your family. Be to pray for us here in the ministry as we move forward on a daily basis, dealing with the struggles that are out in society and how we move forward and giving word and sharing word and praying and being with those that are in need. God's work is never left undone. God bless each and every one of you. Continue to pray for us as we continue as well to pray for you. Without any further ado, I want to continue and read the word of God. But first, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love, and how you brought us thus far. In the name of Jesus and all of what you have for us to do, continue to praise and acknowledge you, and we give you thanks on today. Speak to us, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're picking up in Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 1. Let us read. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor, in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in the thing taken away by violence, or hath deceived his neighbor, or hath found that which was lost, and lied concerning it, and sweareth falsely in any of all these, that a man doeth sinneth therein, then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he should restore that which he took violently away, or the thing which he has deceitfully gotten, or that which was delivered him to keep, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall even restore its principal, and shall add the fifth part more thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, a ram without blemish, out of the flock, with the estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord, and it shall be forgiven him for anything of all that he has done in trespassing therein. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering, and it's the burnt offering because of burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the morning in the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. And the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen breeches, shall he put upon his flesh, and take up the ashes which the fire hath consumed with the burnt offering on the altar, and he shall put them beside the altar. And he shall put off his garments and put on his other garments, and carry forth the ashes without the camp unto the clean place. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall ever go out. Never. And this is the law of the meat offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar. And he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering, and of the oil thereof, all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall rule of it upon the earth, upon the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron and his sons eat with unleavened bread, shall it be eaten in the holy places, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall eat it. It shall be baked with leaven. I have given it upon them for their portion of many offerings made by fire. It is most holy, as in the sin offerings and as the trespass offerings. All the males among the children of Aaron shall eat of it. It shall be a statute forever in your generations concerning the offering of the Lord made by the fire. Every one that touches them shall be holy. And the Lord shall speak upon Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and of his sons, which thou shalt offer unto the Lord in the day when he is anointed. The tenth part of the ephah of fine flour for a meat offering. Perpetual half of it in the morning and half thereof at night. In a pan it shall be made with oil, and when it is, shall bring it in, and the baked pieces of the meat offering shall thou offer for a sweet savor upon the Lord. And the priest of his sons that is anointed in his stead shall offer it. It is a statue for the ever unto the Lord. It shall be holy, burnt. But every meat offering that is the priest shall be holy, burnt. It shall not be. The Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, shall the sin offering be killed before the Lord? It is holy. The priest that offereth it for sin shall eat it. In the holy place shall it be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be holy. And when there is sprinkled of the blood thereof upon any garment, thou shalt wash that whereon it was sprinkled in the holy place. But in the earthen vessel, wherein it is sudden, shall be broken. And if it be sudden in the brazen pot, it shall be both scored and rent in water. And the male among the priests shall eat thereof. It is the most holy sin offering whereof any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of the congregation to reconcile with or in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burnt in the fire. Chapter 7. Likewise, this is the law of the trespassing offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering shall they kill the trespass offering. And the blood thereof shall be sprinkled round about upon the altar. And he shall offer of it all the fat thereof, the inward, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is in on them, which is by the flank, and the caul that is above the liver, with the kidneys, and it shall be taken away. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, for an offering made by the fire unto the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests shall eat thereof. It shall be eaten in the holy place. I offering is, so is the trespass offering. There is one law for them. The priest that maketh atonement therewith shall have it. And the priest that offereth any man's burnt offering, even the priest shall have to himself the skin of the burnt offering, which is he hath offered. And the meat offering that is baked in the oven, that is dressed in the frying pan, offereth it. And every meat offering mingled with oil is dry. Shall all the sons of Aaron have one as much as another. And this is the law of the sacrifice of priest offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and mingled with oil of fine flour, fried. Besides the cake, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. And others, he shall offer one out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offering. Of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offered his sacrifice. And on the morrow also, so remember, the remainder of it shall be eaten, but the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice of the third day shall be burnt with fire. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering is eaten at all on the third day, it shall be accepted, neither shall it be imputed unto him that offereth it. It shall be an abomination to the soul that eateth of it shall be spared in iniquity. And the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burnt with fire. All that are unclean shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offering, that pertaineth from the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, the soul that shall touch any unclean thing as uncleanness of man, of any unclean beast, of any abominable unclean thing, and eat of it of the sacrifice of peace offering, which pertaineth unto the Lord, even his soul shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, ye shall eat no manner of fat of ox or of sheep or of goat. And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of it of that which is torn may be used in it. Any other yeast, but ye shall in no wise eat of it. And whosoever eateth of the fat of the beast of which man offer an offering made by the fire unto the Lord, even the soul that eateth it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, ye shall eat no matter of blood, whether it be of fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even his soul shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, he that offereth the sacrifice of his peace offering unto the Lord shall bring his oblation unto the Lord of the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hand shall bring the offering of the Lord made by fire. The fat with the beast breast of that shall he bring, that the brief breath may be waved from the wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat onto the altar, but the breath shall be Aaron and his son. And the right shoulder shall you give unto the priest for the heave offering of the sacrifices of your peace offering. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood of the peace offering, and the fat shall have the right shoulder for his part. For the wave breath and the heave shoulder have I taken of the children of Israel from off the sacrifices of his peace offering, and have given them unto Aaron, the priest, and unto his son, by the statute forever from among the children of Israel. This is the portion of the atonement of Aaron and of the anointing of his son out of the offering of the Lord made by fire in the day when he presented them to the ministers unto the Lord in the priest's office, which the Lord commanded to be given them of the children of Israel in the day that they anointed them by the statute forever throughout the generation. This is the law of the burnt offering, and of the meat offering, and of the sin offering, and of the trespass offering, and of the consecration, and of the sacrifices, the peace offering, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai, in the day that he commanded Israel to offer their oblations unto the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. Chapter 8. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take Aaron his sons with him, and the garment, and the anointing oil, and the bullock of the sin offering, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread. And gather thou all the congregation together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him. And the assembly was gathered together unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Moses said unto the congregation, this is the things which the Lord commanded to be done. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. And he put upon him the coat and girded him with the girt and clothed him with robe and put the ephod upon him. And he girded him with the curious girdle of the ephod and bound it unto him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him. Also he put in the breastplate upon Urim and the Thummim. And he put the mitre upon his head. Also upon the plate in the holy crown, the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacle and all of that was therein, and sacrificed, and sprinkled thereof upon the altar seven times, and anointed the altar and all of his vessels with the laver of his feet, foot, to sanctify them. And he poured of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and sanctified him. And Moses brought Aaron's son and put coats upon them and girded them with the girdles of both and he slew it. And Moses took the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar around about with his fingers and purified the altar and poured the blood at the bottom of the altar and sanctified it to make reconciliation upon it. And he took all the fat that was upon the inward and the curl above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat, and Moses burned it upon the altar. But the bullock and his hide, his flesh and his dung, he burnt with fire without the camp, and the Lord commanded Moses. And he brought the ram for the burnt offering. And Aaron had his sons lay their hands upon the head of him, and he killed it. And Moses sprinkled blood upon the altar around about, and he cut the ram into pieces, and Moses burnt the head in the pieces and the fat. And he washed the inwards and the legs in water, and Moses burnt the whole ram onto the altar. It was a burnt sacrifice for the sweet savior. And any offering made by fire unto the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses, or the ram of consecration. And Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of him and slew it. And Moses took the blood of it and put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear and upon the thumb of his right hand and upon the great toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's son, Moses' foot, of the blood upon the tip of the right ear, upon the thumb of the right hand, upon the great toe of his right foot. And Moses sprinkled the blood upon the altar round about. And he took the fat and the rump and all the fat that was upon the inward, all upon above the liver and the two kidneys and the fat and the right shoulder. And out of the basket of the unleavened bread that was before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake, a cake of old bread and one wafer, and put them on the fat and upon the right shoulder. And he put all upon his hands and upon his hands something, and he waved them for a wave offering before the Lord. And Moses took them from off their hands and burnt them on the altar upon the burnt offering. They were consecration for the feet of Savior. It is an offering made by fire upon the Lord. And Moses took the breath and waved it for a wave offering before the Lord. For the ram was consecration, it was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil and the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon his hands and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon his sons' garments with him and sanctified Aaron. And Moses said unto Aaron, and it was his son, boil the flesh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecration, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his son shall eat it. And that which remaineth of the flesh of the bread shall be burnt with fire, and ye shall not go out of the door with the tabernacle of the congregation in 7 days, until the days of your consecration be at an end. For 7 days shall he consecrate you, as he has done this day, so the Lord has commanded you to make an atonement for you. Therefore shall ye abide at the door of the tabernacle, the congregation, day and night, 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord that you die not. And so I am commanded. So Aaron and his sons did all the things which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. Chapter 9. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he sent unto Aaron, see, a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And unto the children of Israel, thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a seed of a goat for a sin offering, a calf, and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, for a burnt offering. Also, bullock and a ram for peace offering, to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingled with oil. The Lord will appear before you. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation. And all the congregation drew near and drew it before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that you do. And the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar and offer thy sin offering and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself and for the people, and offer the offering of the people, and make the atonement for them as the Lord commanded. Aaron therefore went into the altar to show the calf on the sin offering, which was for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the food unto him, the blood unto him, and dipped his finger in the blood, and put it upon the horns of the altar, and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidney and the caul above the liver of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and his hide he burnt with fire without camp. And he slew the burnt offering and Aaron's sons presented upon him the blood which he sprinkled around about upon the altar. And he presented the burnt offering unto him with the piece thereof and the head, and he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs, and he burnt them upon the burnt offerings on the altar. And he brought the people's offerings and took the goat which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering and took a handful thereof and burnt it upon the altar besides the burnt sacrifices of the morning. He slew also the bullock and the ram for the sacrifices of peace offering, which was for the people. And Aaron's son presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled upon the altar around about, and the fat of the bullock and of the ram, the rump, and that which covered the inwards, and the kidneys, and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breast, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breast and the right shoulder, Aaron weighed for the wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them, and came down from the offering of the sin offering, and the burnt offering and peace offering. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat. When all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Chapter 10. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put the fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spoke, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Zaphon, the son of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come here, carry your brethren for the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coat out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ichamar, his son, uncover not your head, neither rend your clothes, lest God, in least wrath, come upon all the people, but let your brethren with the whole house of Israel be well the burning which the Lord hath kindled, and ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the atoning anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did not did according to the word of Moses. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy son with thee, when ye go unto the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be the statute forever throughout generations, and that ye may put differences between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that ye may keep the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto you by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ichamar, his son, that were left, take the meat offering that remaineth of the offering of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leavened bread. The altar, for it is most holy, and you shall eat it in the holy places, because it is thy due and thy son's due, all the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire. For so I am commanded. And the waves, breath, and ye shoulders shall ye eat in a clean place. Thou and thy son and thy daughter with thee, for they be thy due and thy son's due, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel. The heat to shoulder in the wave breath. Shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for the wave offering before the Lord. And it shall be thy son with thee by the statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat by the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar, sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place? Eating it is most holy, and God has given it you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in without the holy places. You shall indeed have eaten it in the holy place as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have thou offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord. And such things have befallen me, and if I had eaten a sin offering today, should I have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. That's going to conclude our reading for this evening of March 3rd, okay, March 17th, 2021. I'm Elder David Amber Shaw. Looks as though we have a question online. God bless. The light mic is open.
Hey, it's Andrew calling out of Los Angeles. Just wanted to say thanks for the Bible reading, man. And it's always a good way to unwind and hear the word of God. I just wanted to say a quick prayer, man. I had a situation come up. But I know God's going to get me through it, and I just wanted to say, if we got about 5 minutes, I just wanted to pray on the situation, and maybe somebody's going through the same situation. So just close your eyes if you can with me, and just pray along with me. Lord God, I just want to say, I have nothing to fear with you on my side. I will be strong, and I will be courageous in these hard times. I will not be terrified or discouraged. For the Lord my God, you will be with me wherever I go. You will never leave me or forsake me. I do not need to figure everything out. You already know the best plan for my life, Lord God. I will not try any man-made method to do only what you can do. Show me your supernatural power, Lord God. Teach me how to walk by faith and pray through hard times. I choose to have faith in your ability, Lord God, to break through any and every obstacle that I encounter in my life. Just like Joshua, give me the land and every place where my feet step, Lord God. Through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I do not trust in my bow, Lord God. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adventurous woes to shame. In God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever.
Yes, God.
In Jesus'
yes, God.
Name, amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for
amen,
coming with
amen.
Us with this Bible reading, and I know we're going to get through this, man. And I just want to say thank you again, Pastor Shaw, and keep in contact with us through our ministry, and we got a lot of big plans moving forward, huh? And I'll be on Blog Talk Live on Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 o'clock Central and 9 o'clock Eastern, live on the air. Thanks again, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to continue to hold all those up with prayer at this trying time in our society today. Praise God for who he is and all of what he's done. As we've been coming forth messages throughout the week, much of what we've brought are words of encouragement. It lets you know to hang on, to hang in there. We're not perfect, but yet we're not going to use that as an excuse not to continue to worship and serve God. God is still on the throne, and he is still in control no matter what anyone thinks, says, or feels. God is in control, and we have to let go and let God. He's opened up my eyes through so much. He's strengthened my relationship so much.
Amen.
He's given me, so much.
Hallelujah.
I give God praise.
Oh,
I give
yes.
God praise
Thank
because
God.
In the midst of using in that lifestyle, I couldn't get the answer. But God was able to show up in the midst of the midnight hour in my life when I felt as taken my life. But God saved my life. He opened my eyes, delivered me, cleaned me up, turned me around, set my feet on higher ground, and I thank God. I give God praise because it didn't have to be this way. If I only let God take control of my life, he allowed me to go through what he did for a reason. Just like he's allowing much of what you're going through to be for a reason. We've heard in the name of Jesus that what doesn't kill us, make us stronger. Well, our faith continues the more that we rely on God. Having that faith to bring us through in the name of Jesus. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, as we already know. So trust God. He got the back. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And as we continue to move forward, Lord God, we humble ourselves. First and foremost, we give you praise. Let you know that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And that apart from you, we are nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, we can do all things. So with that, Lord God, we seek you first. We praise you in the midst of our situation. We glorify you in the midst of our situation. And we magnify your name. For as we pray our way through, we pray our way through. And we glorify you, not